Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and by myself, Hercules Economou. Today, we'll be listening to instrumentals belonging to a pioneer of the Greek jazz, avant-garde, and minimalist scene. Welcome on board Greek Music Express, our destination, Vangelis Katsoulis. With a recording presence of more than four decades, Vangelis Katsoulis is among the most original and creative Greek composers. His versatility in various genres, from minimalism and avant-garde to jazz and film music, reflects not only his talent but also his emphasis on experimentation, innovative musical form, and the transgression of his personal expressive limits. From the mid-90s onwards, he started collaborating with internationally renowned jazz musicians like Marcus Stockhausen and Ariel Anderson. Katsoulis has received numerous awards for his work, including an award for Best Film Score at the Thessaloniki Film Festival, and works of his have been presented in festivals around the world. Critics have repeatedly praised his work, which includes albums like Through the Dark, Silent Voyage, If Not Now, When, The Sleeping Beauty, and Illusion. Thank you. I once had the privilege of interviewing Vangelis Katsoulis, and here is what he told me. What I wanted to express first and foremost is everything that is true and authentic that exists within me. And it's not easy to discover the authentic. It is hidden among infinite impurities and requires an arduous and long path to self-knowledge. Moreover, it requires maturity, and maturity inevitably leads to austerity and abstraction. Austerity and abstraction are the elements that I would say characterize most of my work. I believe that music does not need crutches, extra musical elements, that is, in order to be supported. Not even the most interesting aesthetic and philosophical views can give substance to a second-rate music. Music can express aspects of the human soul that no other art can express, and it springs as much from the mind as from the emotions. Emotion plays a very important role for me, although the balance of mind and emotion is what characterizes great works of art. Maurice Ravel spoke better than me about the role of emotion in musical creation. If the music you write does not move you, first of all, it is not worth the paper you will spend on writing it, he once said while addressing other composers. These words come to mind every time I set out to write music. A wise Arab once said, "If what you have to say is not as beautiful as silence, then you need not say it." Finally, a narration by Anna Magdalena Bach. One day, Bach had shut himself up for many hours in his room and was composing music, as he very often did. Towards the evening, Anna Magdalena became worried and timidly opened the door to see if something was wrong. She then saw the great composer with a pen in his hand and his eyes filled with tears. Yes, great art requires a huge expenditure.
Thank you.
And Vangelis Katsoulis continues in our interview. My love for jazz is very old, and naturally it made its presence felt in my music almost from the beginning. Hesitantly at first, but then more and more so. In my avant-garde period, jazz came through my music as a reference, in the same sense that references function for a postmodern artwork. In my minimalist period, I attempted to marry minimalism with jazz. The result was very interesting and at the same time something that has hardly been done by other composers so far. So yes, my jazz side from the very beginning coexists harmoniously with my classical avant-garde and minimalist origins. Elements of these genres are intertwined in my music to this day. I wouldn't consider a music teacher to be someone who solves your technical problems. These can be solved in any way, often in the act itself and completely on your own. A teacher is one who can inspire you, give you a push, and stimulate your appetite to move forward. I've never met this rather rare kind of teacher, with the exception of Dieter Werning, my piano teacher in Germany. So, nobody acted as a teacher or influenced me as a composer, but John Cage, as a personality alone, had a great influence on me. He had a lot of faith in me and my music and gave me great courage, helping me to gain more confidence in myself at a time when I needed it the most. He never ceased to show me his support in practice in various ways. Thank you. and my discussion with Vangelis Katsoulis moved on. Great art has another key characteristic. It has the ability to be revealing sometimes. It can reveal hidden aspects of the soul that we are not even aware that they exist. My instinct has sometimes led me down unpredictable paths in music. It took me years to realize that what I had written was going to reveal things about myself and the world at a particular moment that I was completely unaware of. Without a trace of religious or mystical inclination, I sometimes feel that I didn't write the music. I feel that I just helped with the realization of something that came from elsewhere. From a very young age, I had a natural inclination and attraction towards technology. This side and my obsession with a perfect sound is for me something completely natural and inextricably linked to my general perfectionism in music. And I want the whole package to be perfect, not just one part of it. Part of this package is also the album cover, so I think that the aesthetic quality of the album is very important. Wasn't that what the expressionist painters were aiming for when they wanted to control not only the painting, but also the aesthetics of the frame? Isn't it true that a tasteless frame can ruin a great painting? I'll surprise you, I guess, if I tell you that I've been drawn to the song form for many years and I've written countless songs, but only four of them have made it to the recording stage. And it's perhaps an excessive respect I have for this genre of music that has made me so hesitant over the years to share it. There have, however, been occasions when I started collaborations with singers with the intention of a record production, exclusively with songs, but for various reasons they did not come to fruition. I hope that at some point this will happen, because it's something I really want to do. In addition to many scattered songs, I have written song cycles on poetry by Odysseas Elitis, Tasos Livaditis, Maria Polidouri, and some contemporary American poets. Vangelis Katsoulis also referred to his involvement with film music. Music plays a huge role in a film. It can elevate it or ruin it completely. So, for me, its role is glorified when it transfigures the image and takes it to another dimension, which even the director itself might not have been able to imagine. In almost all of the films in which I wrote the music, I tried to serve in the most absolute way the goals they had set. As a consequence of this choice, none of these scores can stand alone. Paraphrases is the only instance where I had recording in mind from the very beginning, so I knew that the music would have to work autonomously as well. Moreover, in some cases where I was able to work with a very high degree of freedom, such as in some documentaries, the result was unexpectedly good. For this reason, I decided to publish two albums of such music, which unfortunately were only released digitally. These are Film Music 1 and Film Music 2. Katsoulis concludes, "My latest album, Illusion, was for me a dream that the Metronomos label helped me to make come true. At the present time, things are unfortunately very difficult and the record industry is one of the biggest victims of this difficult conjuncture. So it takes courage to go against it. The audience that knows a creator most of the time expect something familiar. They want to be able to follow the progression. I, however, take a different path. I follow my instincts and avoid repeating myself simply because it bores me. The good thing is that the audience follows me wherever I go. So, illusion is probably not what those who follow my music would expect from me, but I think that they will love it as a very true side of mine. Well, I'm afraid that today's journey in this jazz and minimalist instrumentals of Vangelis Katsoulis has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with Allusion. From our sound engineer, Kostas Kyriakakis, and from myself, Hercules Ganamou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.